It's Megan.
And Brooks.
We're the Sis
Bro
Show.
A comedy
duo.
Duo.
It's been a while.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've been focused on our other podcast, Hashtag Creaky.
Hashtag Creaky. Oh, yeah, hang on. Hashtag Creaky.
If you can't tell, it's a pretty spooky podcast. Yes.
It's very spooky. We talk about all kinds of scary stuff and paranormal stuff.
Yeah, because we noticed that our paranormal episode of the Sis Bro Show is pretty popular. So we're like, oh, well, let's make as much money as we can.
Why not cater and pander?
Right.
Oh.
Just so our listeners know, we are definitely not doing this for the money because we are not making that much at all.
No.
I think we've made almost $2.50 from Sis Bro Show.
What? Is that my half or is that?
No.
Oh, that's a total. Okay.
That's a total. Your half is $1.25.
That's still a soda right there, though. I can probably pick up a soda.
Yeah. Soda pop. I mean, in the machine, probably not with the taxes and everything. No. If you go in the store.
Yeah, if you go in the store, it's got to be through a vending machine.
But eventually, I mean, you know, that money just keeps going up, penny by penny.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And by the time we're like 80 and still doing the podcast,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we'll probably have like enough for, I could probably buy like a new video game or something.
I would think, yeah, at least.
Maybe one on sale, probably.
Maybe. That. Maybe a video game and a soda.
Oh.
I don't know though. I mean, no promises.
I'll be bragging. I'll go somewhere and buy a hard copy just so I can brag to the cashier and be like, you know, I'm buying this stuff with my podcast money.
She's like, good job, Grandpa.
Yeah. All right, Grandpa. Whatever you say.
They're not even going to have podcasts then. It's going to be like, oh, you're not on my brain waves.
Yeah. You're not on Brain Beam? You're like, what's Brain Beam? People talk and just beam it straight to your brain.
So yeah.
You don't even have to like operate anything.
You're
just sitting around, all of a sudden someone's talking. You're like, what? Oh, it's my brain beam. I'll be over here brain beaming.
You know, we laugh, but that could happen.
Yeah, we probably should trademark that. Brain beam should, we probably should go ahead like in anticipation for the ability to just transmit like podcasts and radio straight to someone's brain. We should go ahead and trademark Brain beam.
I'm gonna look brain that up. I'm gonna look it and make sure nobody else has stolen it. Hey, if y'all hear this and it's not trademarked yet, ignore.
Yeah, don't trademark Brain Beam because it's ours.
It is.
This is a verbal trademarking. We hereby trademark Brain Beam
on this day, July 31st, 2020,
at 8:34 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We hereby trademark Brain Beam.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works. So.
Yeah. Yep. So it's done. It's like, this is an official verbal stamp right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're ready for the future. Technology.
Like, is the word podcast trademarked?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I don't think so, because so many people use it, you know? Like in their name of their podcast.
It's like one of those like podcast words, like you can't trademark the word and.
Right. Yeah. Well, somebody had to have came up with podcast. You know, like what are we going to call this?
Yeah.
Well, it's we're casting something. Like, how do they come up with the word podcast? That's what I want to know.
Where did the word, word pod come from? Where is the origin of podcast?
I wonder if it's like a Latin or a different language, you know? You know what I mean? Pod.
Yeah, look up the definition. Maybe it like breaks it down. Like pod, Latin for talking.
Podcast origin. There we go. Okay. I get it.
What is it?
It's a mixture of iPod and broadcast.
Podcast. Oh, so it started on the iPod?
Yeah. So I guess it originated with Apple.
Mm-hmm.
The podcasting was first suggested by The Guardian columnist and BBC journalist Ben Hammersley.
Oh, I think I'll say Ben Podcast.
Ben Podcastly.
Ben Podcastly.
Who invented it in early February 2004 while penning an article for The Guardian newspaper. So he needed a word and he just made it up. In 2004. Wow.
Oh.
Look how far we've come.
Technology.
I need to, like, when you say that, like, do, like, background, like, like Wayne's World.
Well, that actually, I've been saying that here lately because a couple of days ago I was watching The Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I love that.
Which was
movie.
Actually made in 87.
Wow.
And she was like, I don't know how you watch these old movies. My wife was like, I don't know how you watch these old movies. She was like, look at this stuff. And I was like, back in the day, this was like the shit. You know? I told her, I was like, imagine me, like little version of me, same size head, I have a big head, but little me sitting on the floor watching TV, eyes wide open. And I'm watching one of the guys was wearing armor with like Christmas lights on it. That they were just blinking.
Right.
But little me is amazed by this in the early 90s going, oh, technology.
I know. It was cool when we watched it, but now when I watch some of the things, I'm like, this is so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like Face Off.
Oh God, I watched that the other day.
So stupid.
Because they just are like picking it apart. Like, why would they swap faces? Like, they don't have the same body type.
No,
they don't have the same hairline.
No,
like, would it be either? Shouldn't you just call it like brain swap?
Right, right.
Wouldn't
right.
that work better?
I think so. Yeah. Did you see that meme I sent you?
No, what meme?
It was a picture of John Travolta walking down the street, and it was like, oh, look, Nicolas Cage is wearing his mask out. I thought you would get it. Some people didn't get it.
I don't even think I saw that.
Yeah, I sent it to you. I messaged it to you. See, everybody, Brooks never reads his messages from me.
I'm very busy. Lots of projects. Lots of projects.
That I'm in most of. Yeah.
I have other projects.
I know. You have your video game streaming.
Yeah, I have my stream, which is on twitch.tv/PhantomFox4. Yeah, just in case anyone wanted to know about that.
And what else?
Other projects?
Yeah, your other projects.
I like to dabble in voiceovers.
And, oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm, I like to do that. My writing.
How's that going?
Well, my writing? Well, I've been, mulling over in it, like, because I still got my second draft going. But there's, like, certain things where I was like, oh, I really need to kind of, like, bring out certain things and certain scenes. Because things happen where I'm like, I kind of just came out of nowhere. I need to really build on that and build that up a little more.
Right, right.
So I'm probably going to do another, I'm going to finish the second draft and then do some revisions where I kind of help to build up to some of the story lines. But this guy is coming together. I mean, it's already over 40,000 words, which technically makes it a novel now. So,
ooh.
Yeah. So I have written a novel.
Yay.
And no one has seen it. But it's there.
Does it even exist?
Exactly. Like here on the podcast, you know, it's like, what does Brooks look like? Now I could be a pillar of fire with hammers for our hands. You don't know. You can't see me.
Yeah. And I mean, that's pretty close. Mm-hmm. Me, I'm very, what most would say, voluptuous.
Oh, voluptuous.
I don't know. I have a sexy voice since most of our listeners are men. I'm sure they come for my voluptuous voice.
Yeah. I'm sure what few women listen and stick around are oddly attracted to my voice for some reason.
You know,
both of them.
When it comes to our other podcast, #Creaking, most of the listeners are women.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
So probably me. That's probably me. That's not me, actually.
I would say, yeah.
We should take a poll.
Probably, yeah.
Like a survey.
Survey says.
Why do you listen to #Creaky? It's like, because of Brooks. Now you better like put too many O's in there, so it says because of Brooks.
He's so creaky.
His voice is like liquid velvet.
Oh, man. You know, I was watching Family Feud, like old. I'm talking like 70s episode or like early 80s of Family Feud. Do you remember what we used to call it?
No.
You don't remember what we used to call Family Feud? The game show?
No. Well, what do we call it?
The beep beep game.
Beep beep game. Okay. I was going to say the buzzer game. Beep beep game.
Oh my God, we were such dumb kids.
Yeah. We just came up with our own stuff.
Yeah, I sent you the FBI warning that used to show at the beginning, like telling you not to pirate things.
I remembered that one though.
And whenever it would show, we would always go, written by the FBI. Because we were so stupid. Like, warning, we took as written. Yeah.
I mean, maybe they were warning us because they wrote it and they don't want us to, you know, steal it.
But we had our own little chant and everything.
Yeah, every time. I'm sure our parents hated us. They probably just straight up hated us. Like, these fucking kids.
They won't shut up.
Why are they so dumb? Every time, guys. Every time I watch a movie, I hear this. Yep.
That's why our dad never went to the movies with us. He just dropped us off.
Yep.
He didn't want other people to know that we were so stupid.
Don't tell nobody your last names.
Here's some cheeseburgers.
Here's some cheeseburgers in your pockets. Get out of here. Yeah. I mean, for a long time, I thought this is what you did.
I know.
I'm pretty sure I went, like, in middle school, I went on a date with a girl, and, we went to the movies. I'm sitting there in my coat, and I pull out some McChickens. I'm like, hey, you want a McChicken? She's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm about to eat. Watch this movie.
That's what you're supposed to do.
That's what you're supposed to do. I'm like, if you don't want one, you ain't got to have one. I mean, she's like, no, you're not supposed to do that. I was like, says who?
Yeah.
Right. This is a theater? I said, really? Are you serious?
But my dad always gave us burgers.
You don't have no pocket burgers? Where are your pocket burgers?
I know there's so many things that we did when we were younger that I thought was normal until I did in front of somebody else.
Yeah, and then you found out, oh wow, this is not normal. You mean you don't do this?
Yeah. You mean your daddy doesn't drink a case of beer a day?
No. What does he drink? Does he drink wine?
Oh, your dad's not a good dad. Yeah. If he's not drinking a case of beer a day.
Yeah. Oh, good.
But, like, society would say that our dad was an alcoholic, but I did not think that at all.
No.
You know? He just drank society. A lot of beer.
Yeah, just because you drink a lot of beer, you're not suddenly an alcoholic.
God, stupid society.
And their labels.
But I didn't know that people would drink that much and act weird. Like, people that get drunk are mean. Some people are mean. Some people start fights. And, like, Daddy wasn't like that, you know?
Yeah. Actually, I didn't drink for the longest time. I was worried that I might be an angry drunk, which I'm not.
No, I'm not either.
Yeah.
At all. Yeah, but I think that's just in our blood. Mm-hmm. It's our genes. Now, if somebody makes me mad and I'm drunk, that's a different story, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I do get angry. And I'm more apt to, like, call them out and, you know, tell them they're a doo-doo head.
That's the words you use? Yeah. I just see drunk you with, like, your eyes narrowed and you're just looking at someone, like, burn a hole through them, and you're like, you doo-doo head.
Basically, yeah. But yeah, I mean, you have to really piss me off when I'm drunk for me to get mad, though.
Yeah.
Most things I just brush off. Like, Megan, your kids are drowning. They'll be all right. I got more.
We'll just make some more. There's more where that came from.
Exactly. But you know, I recently went to my friend Joey's to celebrate his birthday. We've been friends since kindergarten, so not too long. That's my thing. When he introduces me, or his boyfriend introduces me and says they've been friends since kindergarten, I'm always like, oh yeah, so not too long. His boyfriend Andy, who I love his boyfriend. I didn't love his boyfriend before him, but I love Andy now. If you listen to Andy, love you. He made me White Russians. It made me think about you.
Yeah, that's my favorite drink. I love a White Russian.
Yeah, they were so good. So he was like, you want another? And I was like, yeah, want another one? I started out the night drinking White Claw, which is like the bitch beer of the 2010s. Mm-hmm. Or is it the 2020s?
I've never heard of it.
It's like this seltzer water that's got alcohol in it and then has a little bit of a flavor. So they have like watermelon, lemon, lime, mango. Ooh. Yeah. You probably like it.
Do they have peach?
They do have peach.
Oh, I do like a peach drink.
Yeah.
I become a big girl when it's like, oh, has it got peach in it? I'm going to get a little sip of that.
But I mean, it's okay. White Claw's okay, I'll drink it, but I'm not going to like buy a case for myself.
Well, we get these things from Aldi's, or like peach carbonated waters.
Yeah.
They come these big bottles. I grab them and call them my juicy waters. I was like, hey, you want them juicy waters? this water's so juicy.
Well, this is like that, but with alcohol in it. And like I said, it's okay. I wouldn't buy a case for myself. I'll drink it if it's somewhere, you know, for free. Mm. Because it just gives me kind of heartburn. You know, the bubbly, I guess.
Yeah.
But them White Russians do not give me heartburn. That's what I like.
I like to put cherries in my White Russian. Do you do that?
No, he did not do that.
I had a place that did that one time, and I was like, that's amazing. So now every time I make a White Russian, I have to put a couple of cherries in there.
Do you put like the cherry juice or just cherries?
Just straight cherries.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm a man. I take my cherries straight.
That does sound good. I compared White Russian to an adult chocolate milk.
Yeah, I mean, it really is.
Yeah. So good. Like, I could see my kids trying to drink something. I'm like, nope, that's mama's chocolate milk.
That's grown-up chocolate milk now.
I think I've told this before, but when Cooper and Henry were little, I used to always tell them it's mommy juice anytime I had like a mixed drink, or I would drink those wine coolers. anytime I'd make me a mixed drink, it's mommy juice. And I had to take them into the ABC store with me one day because I don't leave my kids in the car. I'm not an animal. I do now, but not when they're little.
Yeah.
And as soon as they walk in, Cooper's like raises his arm and motions around and says, look at all the mommy juice. And the ABC store lady's looking at me like, oh my God, this alcoholic with her kids. She even had like toys in the back for them. Like, I'm sitting here thinking, do a lot of people bring their kids into the ABC store?
You got a dick here in the back if you want to go and toss them in there. I mean, it's just a storage closet with some toys in it, but.
They left, no lie, with these like stuffed animal. They're not really animals. They were like stuffed bottles of tequila.
What?
It's like these like bottles of tequila that was stuffed. It was like a toy. I assume they were not made for kids. They were made for like adults to have as like a pillow on their couch or something.
Yeah.
But my kids liked them.
Yeah.
And yeah, they had their own little stuffed tequila bottles.
Now I want one.
I don't know whatever happened to them. I think they lost them in the move. They're not big stuffed animal types of kids anyways.
No. Not like Jesse.
Yeah, I was going to say, not like our sister Jesse. Like
Jesse.
And that's all Jesse gives them for like Christmas and stuff is stuffed animals. And I'm like, Jesse, not everybody's like you.
Stuffed animals, right? You get a stuffed animal.
Yes. Oh, she always had so many. I guess she was lonely, though. Those were her friends.
Well, that's where Bud the Penguin came from. Old Bud the Penguin.
I forget about old Bud. You need to bring him back.
I do. I know. I was talking to, I want to say Jackson about that the other day. I was telling the story about how, was it, you had already moved out and I was still living at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you talked me into getting an Xbox. I believe I was pregnant with Henry.
It was the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
And they had Uno on there.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the little cameras and everything. So we sit there and play Uno. And I went in Jesse's room and got like some stuffed penguin with a scarf and a little like Santa hat on him. And I put an extra headset on him and I held him up in the camera while I sat there and played Uno. And was like using him like a puppet.
Yeah.
Was just like talking into the camera, and then random people would join our game and join in our conversations.
Mm-hmm. And I would ask you questions for you to answer. Mm-hmm. And I called you Bub, but yes, somebody else heard Bud.
Yeah, they were like, "Did you call him Bud?" And I was like, "Yes, Bud. That's my name, Bud the Penguin." And that's how he was born.
And I would ask you, "Where are you from, Bud?" And you would say,
"Oh, no, no, the guy asked me, he said, he's like, how is the weather in Antarctica?"
Oh, yeah.
I shoved the penguin's face in the camera. I said, "I'm from Alaska, bitch." Actually, I don't think there's actually penguins in Alaska.
No.
But the penguin lives there.
Right. And this was in like 07, I want to say. Yeah, because I was pregnant with Henry. And I got it, and we were playing Halo a lot, too. Mm. And then we played some Uno. Because that was before our poker playing days. I don't even think they had poker yet. And if they did, we didn't know about it yet.
I miss those days. I missed the social games. The social aspect. Because this was before party chat was actually invented. So there was only in-game chat.
Right.
Or they had, I think they had private chat where you could one-on-one with someone. But if you're playing with multiple people, you had to be in in-game chat. So then you would actually start talking to other people. It was more social back then.
Right, yeah, it was. And that's what I liked about it. Like, I met people, and I had, like, my group of friends I would play games with, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we would, every Wednesday, we had this thing, because I don't know if you remember, poker had this, like, rock star promotion thing, where if you did certain things, you got rewards.
I do remember that.
And it was all of the Avatar games. So any of the games that you could play as your Avatar was a part of this. And they each had their own little, like, things that you could go after, rewards you could get.
Because we would play other games to get more rewards for poker.
Yeah, for the challenges. And that's, Keflings was one of those games. And every Wednesday, the rewards would change. Like, they would re-up. And there were different ones that you could do to get points. And then use those points to get new outfits and stuff. That's how we found out that Jesse was a boy, but we'll get into that in a second. But so it was me and three other people, because you could play four people for Keflings for their, sorry, there's something in my throat, for this like rock star challenge. I think that's what it was called. So we would start off the night playing Keflings, which was a really laid back kind of game. And they have a new Keflings, but it's just for Steam, which makes me mad. Because I got Steam.
You ain't got no Steam.
I ain't got no Steam. But yeah, and then we would play poker. And then, you know, I would always ask you if you were going to play or not. And then we had our group that would play poker. It was me and you and Jesse and then some random people that would join us and try to be a part of our group. But it was so fun. I met so many cool people and so many crazy people. And just, yeah. I miss those days. Now it's more you just play with who you know. You don't really meet people playing video games.
If you try to talk to people, they're usually in a party or have no mic or just don't talk.
Right. It's everything is so like with social media. Yeah, you can meet new people, but everybody really just cares about who they already know and they're just following them and then wanting to play with them. Oh,
yeah. Like, I mean, I get some of the social aspect with Twitch, with being a streamer.
Yeah.
Because I get people who are, you know, interested in games, and then they find me on Twitch, and then they, you know, end up following me, and then they're like, "Hey, can I play?" And I'm like, "Sure, go ahead and jump in." Mm-hmm. So there's some social aspect there. I guess that's why I'm also drawn to streaming, is because it does have that, it brings back that social aspect of meeting new people and talking to people.
Well, you know, I'm really considering starting to stream my poker because I'm doing really good at it now. But I need your help.
I can help you.
Oh, back to Jesse being a boy.
Yes, people are probably still wondering about that.
We had talked about this before, but with one of the Rockstar challenges, you got this like purple cool outfit, and I had already gotten it because you and I were much better at poker than Jesse was.
yes, we were.
So I helped her get enough points so she could get the outfit too. And she gets the outfit, and then she comes into the lobby and she's like, look at my outfit. And I'm like, Jesse, that's not the outfit. What is this? And I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh my God, Jesse, look at me. Now look at you. You got the boy outfit. Your avatar's a boy. And she's like, what? No, I'm not a boy. I've had this avatar for like 10 years. And then she said, oh, Brooks made me this avatar.
I did make it more.
So she's been a boy avatar this whole time. She was a trans avatar. Well,
she didn't even know it.
She was living in a man's body and didn't know it.
There was also the one of the avatar games that you could play was, do you remember that wrestling game?
Oh my God, yes, I do. I love that game.
And then like whatever your animation was for your dashboard, like for which your friends and stuff would see you on the friends list, was your animation for coming out to the ring.
Right.
And so I bought, like, I remember actually spending money so that I could come out and break dance on stage before I went to the ring.
Yes.
And my avatar was wearing a cat outfit.
That's right.
It looked absolutely ridiculous, but I was like crazy good at that wrestling game.
Yeah, it was Fire Pro. Wasn't that the name of it?
I think so. Yeah, I think it was Fire Pro.
Fire Pro.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, we would like tag team.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and we would wait for other people to come in the tag team, and then you had that crazy cat outfit on.
And then we get beat so bad by this cat man.
Yes. Oh, it was great.
Yeah, that was a good one. I did enjoy that one.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of all the things that you could play as your avatar, but it was the wrestling, and you got the Rockstar challenges from that. The Keflings. There were other ones too. Wasn't there like a skateboarding one? I want to say.
I'm not sure. Those are really the only two that I remember. I mean, well, there's three, the poker, Keflings,
yeah,
and the Fire Pro Wrestling.
I'll look it up because I want to say there was like a skateboarding one.
Which I'm surprised that Microsoft doesn't have any other like avatar games like that currently on Xbox One, mainly poker. That was the main thing I liked, is that when you went into a poker game, you were your avatar. That was you sitting there
with all these other people. And if you were in game chat, which we always stayed in game chat because we wanted to talk to the other people we were playing with, your mouth moved when you talked.
Yeah. And a little speech bubble over your head. That way people know who's talking.
Castle Miner Z, we could play as our avatar. I don't know if it was part of the whole Rockstar thing.
I don't think it was. I think it was more of an indie game, but that was one where you could play as your avatars. And then we did play that a lot.
Yeah, we did. Oh, man. I missed that game, too.
That was like Minecraft with guns.
We almost made it. Almost made it to the dragon.
The dragon. God, that was rough when the dragon would attack.
Yeah.
Because he would destroy blocks.
Mm-hmm.
With like fireballs and stuff.
Oh man.
I remember you could mine straight down and then end up in hell to fight the devil.
Yes. And we did that. Mm-hmm. Oh man. Good old days. The good old days of Xbox.
Yep. Now everything's just kind of closed in.
Mm-hmm. Do they have indie games on Xbox One?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, I'm pretty stuck on Red Dead Redemption 2 right now.
Right.
I'm pretty sure they still have like some little like indie games.
I need to get into some Sea of Thieves. I haven't played in a while. I might see if the boys want to play tonight.
Yeah, they've done some updates as well.
Yeah. Who? Yeah, I follow them on Twitter, so I see when they do the updates. But yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure some Xbox executives probably listen to the show, so we need poker game.
They're probably scrambling right now as they're listening. Like, we got to get this poker game. People love this stuff. Why are we not doing this?
I know. And what it was like $20. I think that's what it was. Could you buy chips? I can't remember. I don't think you could. I think you just had to play to get the chips.
I think you had to. How did you earn chips if you ran out?
You had a brother and sister that had a lot of chips that wouldn't give some to you. I was always giving her chips.
You remember how we used to do that?
Yeah, we used to get into like a two-player tournament and then like bet all but one chip and then fold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's somebody showed me how to do that because I had a friend that I played with. It was this older lady. She was probably like in her 50s. She sounded like she smoked all day, every day. But she was super sweet. And she is the one that gave me enough chips so that I could get into like the bigger tournaments. Because you remember there were certain tournaments you could go into. And then there were like the $1 million buy-in ones where you won like a ton of chips. So I had met her in one of the littler ones and she was like, let's go to the bigger one. I was like, I don't have enough chips because I was brand new to the game. Like when you first go in, you earn the chips by beating the different computer players that they had. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you had to beat a certain number of computer players before you could even go into the tournament.
Maybe that's how you earn chips if you were like really low. I think they had a lobby where you'd go in with just NPCs. Just the computer players, and that's how you would try to earn back. It was like a really easy mode where you would go back in and just win back some chips so you can go back online.
Yeah, or you could go back through and play those tournaments again with just the NPCs.
Yeah.
But she showed me how to do it, and I was like, oh, that's cool. So you and I, like, I don't think I'd ever had to get anybody else to give me chips again. That was the only time. Mm-hmm. But I remember you and Jesse coming into the lobby, and I was like, what took y'all so long? And you were like, I had to give her some chips. And I was like, I just gave her some chips. And then she would go all in, and we're like, Jesse, no!
So I remember the very first big tournament I played on that poker game, you actually gave me the chips to get into it. And then I won it.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, thanks for inviting me, guys.
Right. It was fun. Do you remember you and I, we lost, but we stayed in and we were like the commentators.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. We had the whole table rolling. Like everyone was just dying laughing.
Yeah.
In our commentary.
They loved it. And one lady was like, I should do this professionally. And I was like, yeah. How do you get a job doing this? Yeah.
I mean, maybe that should be our stream, is we should find a game like that we can just commentate on. That's right. All we do is we watch games and make our own commentary.
Oh, we can. Yeah, I see. Our future plans already laid out. Commentary for video games, which people do that. I see on YouTube. I guess that's kind of like what you do now, right? and give commentary on it.
Yeah, I play and give commentary. Also get people, you know, interacting with me where they're asking my opinions on stuff and certain things. And we even start talking about other games as well.
Yeah.
So that brings the whole interactive stuff. I get a lot when I'm playing. I do like the old school Metal Gear Solid games because that's my favorite. My favorite is Metal Gear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole series is just my favorite series. And so I'm pretty knowledgeable about it. So whenever I'm playing one of those games, you know, you get a lot of hardcore fans like myself that come in and we just talk Metal Gear.
Right, yeah. Gotcha. Let's take a break and hear a word from our sponsor.
Yeah, let's do that.
Hope you enjoyed that word from our sponsor.
And if you're looking to sponsor some awesome people on podcasts, hey, wait, do we need sponsors on Creaky also?
We need sponsors. And look, there is a way for you to basically give us money directly if you are not a business owner.
What?
If you want to contribute to our podcast, there is a link for you to contribute monthly. So you can contribute $5, $10, however much you want monthly. And Brooks and I will talk after this podcast because I think he sounded very surprised when I said that. So I don't think that he knew, right? You don't know.
I mean, I kind of knew because I remember comparing it to Twitch subscriptions.
Right. Yeah. So it's like that. We got to think of the perks that we will, because I definitely want to give you guys some perks.
Yeah. We're all about some percolating.
Maybe we can do some like video Q&As or something where you can see us.
Oh.
Yeah. We can do it live. Something like that. But yeah. But first, we got to have some money. Give us money.
Or if you're looking to fund a awesome ghost/paranormal investigation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're looking. I'm thinking that we should go back to our hometown and camp out in the woods and interview people around town.
I think so, too, for the Great White Monkey Bat.
Yeah. I think it would be a really cool, like, kind of Blair Witch style.
Yeah. Well, have you and Crystal been hunting yet? Hunting. Camping.
We haven't been camping. We went hunting the other day, but no camping right yet. But we're still getting all of our materials together.
Oh, gotcha. So it's one of those things where you're constantly preparing for it, but it just hadn't happened yet.
Yeah, like we're you know, getting all the stuff we need for it. We just ordered backpacks. But we got, already got tents, chairs. We got to get a sleeping bag. So I'll already have the gear for a camping trip for the Great White Monkey Bat investigation.
Right. But we need more outdoorsy equipment for recording, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think we need probably like a camera crew.
Yeah, definitely. Because I don't think a tripod is going to
Maybe MTV.
MTV?
Yeah, I think MTV would probably be pretty keen on doing a documentary about the Great White Monkey Bat and the investigation. And we could like just go camping like for a whole week, go into town, talk to people, see if we find anyone with their counts and what they've heard, what they've seen.
Yeah, because I think around the same time that we, like October, November is probably the best. It's not going to be that cold, but it'll still be around the time that we saw the creature.
I think that'd be dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So dope.
Dopey dope.
But we also need funding for Sis Bro Show so that we can go to Vegas and have a show there.
A live show?
Yeah. I'm just throwing that out there because I like to play poker. We talked about poker. Maybe we could play poker and then talk about it.
Like we'd just be on stage.
Ooh, a live show. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Totally. Oh my God, who's the Vegas performer? I'm blanking on his name.
Liberace.
Well, I don't want to say Don DeLuise. Who's that?
Don DeLuise? Oh my God, he was in the Burt Reynolds movies. He's like he was from Burt Reynolds. You know?
So not a Vegas performer.
No.
Okay. I don't know why his name was in my head.
He's the one that did
the laugh. The
oh yeah, yeah. And then do you know how to do Burt Reynolds one? No, something like that.
Is that it?
Well, they were the voice of the two dogs in All Dogs Go to Heaven. Mm-hmm. Dom DeLuise did the little guy, and Burt Reynolds did the German Shepherd. That's what I guess he is. Yeah. No, I don't think he was a Vegas performer. I think more like Elvis, Celine Dion, Britney Spears, all those are Vegas.
Oh, yeah. What's the dun, 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 dun.
Oh, God, Tom Jones?
Yeah, they're Tom Jones.
It's not unusual.
Yeah, we're going to have him like do like a halftime show when we take our podcast break.
Oh, God. Yeah. And we'll get Carlton to come dance.
Yeah. I think old school.
Yeah. All live. And that's all he does is do the Carlton. And then he leaves.
What's his name? Alfonso?
Yeah, Ribera.
Riviera?
You know, Carlton.
Yeah, Carlton.
You know, he sued Fortnite for having the Carlton dance.
Fortnite?
Yeah, so, Fortnite has all these stupid dances and you have to buy them. Fortnite is making a killing, but they have all these dances that you can buy to have your avatar do the dance. And one of them was the Carlton. They didn't call it the Carlton, though. They called it something else. So he sued Fortnite because he said that he created that dance, but he lost.
Oh.
Yeah. There's been a lot of people that sued Fortnite for shit like that.
Hmm. Yeah, probably not a good idea to go after them, though. They got bukus of money for, like, lawyers and stuff.
Yeah. What is it called? It's called Fresh on Fortnite. So there's not really any question of where they got the dance. Mm-hmm. But no, he lost. Alfonso Ribeiro. R-I-B-E-I-R-O.
Don DeLuise.
Oh, he dropped the lawsuit.
Hmm.
Yeah, because federal officials denied him a copyright of the Carlton, so he dropped the lawsuit.
Okay.
I wonder if they gave him any money, though. Well, you know, the makers of Fortnite, like Fortnite headquarters is in North Carolina. They're from North Carolina.
Yeah, Epic Games.
Yeah, because whenever I was looking for jobs, one of them was at Epic, but you had to live in Raleigh, and I didn't want to.
Did you know that Fortnite originally did not start off as Fortnite?
Really?
It was not a battle royale game when it first released.
What was it?
It was a zombie survival game.
Oh, that makes sense with the name.
Yep, it does. That makes sense with the name because that's what it was, is that you would team up with your friends and stuff, and you would still use the building mechanics and build you like a fort to defend, and you'd go out into the world and get supplies and stuff, but then you'd have waves of these zombies and creatures attacking that you had to defend against.
That actually sounds fun to me.
Yes, I think the original Fortnite was a great idea, but then they went off the popularity. They put in a battle royale game to go off the popularity of like PUBG. And then it just blew up from there. So I remember when they first went over to that, I was playing PUBG at the time. And a buddy of mine was like, hey, you should try Fortnite. They just added this Battle Royale game. I was like, all right, I'll try it out. I was like, I played PUBG. And I played it. And I think we came in like third. And I was like, and that's the only time I've ever played it. Because then I told my buddy, I was like, yeah, I don't like this.
I'm
going back to PUBG.
I tried to play it with Cooper and Henry, and I don't like it either. It's very cartoony. And the whole, like, all you got to do is know how to build, and you win. And I just can't, like, if I'm playing a shooting game, I want to shoot people. I don't want to have to stop and build. And then, like, that, like, when somebody's after Henry, the first thing he does is start building around him. Like no, run. Fight back. I don't know. It's not fun to me, but it's fun for the kids. I'm happy for their success, but it's a stupid game.
But stupid Fortnite.
And my kid, like, I'm going to have to let them, like, I give them allowance every week as long as they do their chores and I don't have to, you know, remind them about it. But they have been spending their allowance as soon as they get it on the stupid Fortnite. Like, no lie, Henry has probably spent at least $1,000 in Fortnite. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because he doesn't just spend his allowance. Any money he gets, birthday money, Christmas money, anything he gets, he wants to spend it in Fortnite. Now Cooper's doing the same thing, which Cooper used to not be as big into Fortnite as Henry, but now he is.
Yeah. Probably because all his friends are probably into Fortnite too.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to, because I use Greenlight. So if anybody has kids and they want them to have a debit card, that they can control Greenlight. I actually have a code for Greenlight. So yeah, just let me know and I'll give you my code. But I can control where they spend it. I can say they cannot spend it here, here, or they can only spend it here, here. That's pretty nifty. Yeah. And I see where they spend it, and like they can, it teaches them how to control money because they can set up a savings account through it, and then save a portion of their allowance. None of my kids have done that, but they can. And I can set up chores on the app, and the kid, like, I have to check off that they did these chores before it'll pay them their allowance.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I think that's pretty cool. So I don't have to get out cash every week and give it to the kids. Like, I can just load it on their Greenlight card. It's in their name, but I did find out that it's really easy for people to get the information from it, I guess, because there were some fraudulent charges on Hannah's account that I had to call, which they gave us the money back. They gave her a new Greenlight card. But, you know, kids, they're just putting their fucking card information anywhere. They don't really think about it. So that's a good learning experience for them. Like, you can't just go to a random store online and put your card information in there. Like, there are actual
things. Willy-nilly.
Yeah, you have to make sure. Because, oh my gosh, so this place was saying it was Amazon Prime. Like, it showed up as Prime on the card. What statement? Mm-hmm. So, like, places are lying about, you know, like, really becoming smarter about doing their fraud. So it looks like an Amazon Prime charge. So I had to actually go through my statement just to make sure there were no Prime charges that there shouldn't have been. That's scary.
Technology.
So scary. I'm going to call this the technology episode.
Technology.
I think about the SpongeBob when he does the rainbow with his hands. What does he say?
Oh, God. I don't know. I know what you're talking about, though.
Because people have taken that and just, like, put something else over it. It's like a meme now.
Yeah.
I think it was imagination or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's what I think of. Technology.
Well, there's our meme right there.
Yeah. Oh, man. I sent you a message, since I know you don't read my messages as much, I'm going to bring it up on the show now. Asking you if you remember going to look at a house when we were younger that had peacocks everywhere.
I do remember that.
You do? Do you remember what happened?
I remember when they, like, one squawked, and then they all started squawking?
No.
And then you freaked out?
No. One started running towards me, and I screamed, and whenever I screamed, they all started, like, squawking.
Ah, okay.
I started it, yeah.
You started the squawking.
I did.
You squawked, and then they all squawked.
And those things are loud. Like, I never thought about what a peacock sounds like, you know? And
they were everywhere, too.
They were, and I felt like they were closing in on me. I did not like it. Those things are big, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they're pretty, but...
Pretty big.
Pretty big. And they sound crazy, like somebody's killing them.
Yeah, like they just scream.
Yeah. And I don't think I've had an encounter with a peacock ever since.
No?
Yeah. I mean, where are they indigenous to?
I don't know, because I think it's the only time I've ever seen peacocks. Yeah. Where were we?
I don't remember.
Well, they just had herds of peacocks running around.
No. I want to say it was, like, near us, but I don't remember. I remember it was, like, an empty house that we were thinking about buying, right? Mm-hmm. And there were just tons of peacocks everywhere. I wonder if... Oh, somebody had to have had them as a pet and let them out. Because they're not indigenous to America, from what I'm seeing. Hold on, I'm reading. I could be wrong, which I'm usually wrong.
Well, if you say that you're usually wrong, does that mean you're usually right about being wrong?
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Thank you for that.
Uh-huh, there you go. A little boost.
They are Asiatic species, so I guess they're from Asia. Then there's African species. So there's an Asian species and an African species. And they, like, have their tail feathers. They spread them as part of their courtship ritual, which, yeah, that's what I would, yeah, guess.
That's what the term for, like, what, peacocking?
Yeah.
Like, when people go in, like, clubs and stuff, you want to, like, wear flashy things so that you're peacocking, you're attracting attention from a potential mate.
Right, right. Oh, they have a vocalization here that you can hear what the peacock sounds like.
Yeah?
Yeah, hold on. Don't say anything, okay?
Okay.
So that.
Yeah, straight up sounds like it's being murdered.
Yeah. that's basically what we heard.
Yeah. Except for like times 100 because it was a bunch of them.
It was a ton.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't see where they are. Like, they can change from female to male.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they sex shifts from peahen to peafowl have been recorded since the 1930s. Though an explanation for these instances hasn't yet been provided, it's speculated that it might be a form of biliteral gynandromorphism.
Oh, I've heard that term before.
Gynandromorphism. I think that's what it is. Hmm. Yeah.
Man, we're going all educational.
I know, like, all because
people listen to the podcast, like, hey, I learned something about peacocks today on Sis Bro Show.
Exactly. Peacocks are domesticated, so you can actually have a peacock. They had peacock pets wherever they were. There's a growing population in Florida. All it takes is for a few birds to escape captivity, and they will breed quickly and multiply.
Yeah, that's what happened then. It was a peacock infestation.
It was. Oh, man. Crazy. I thought they were everywhere, but then I thought about it, and I was like, yeah, I don't remember ever seeing one again, unless we were in, like, in a zoo or something.
Yeah, that'd be the only other place I would see them is in a zoo.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I hear, you know, someone, I don't know why I was like, I'm about to say, every time I hear something about a peacock, I always think about that time we went to look at that house. But I guess really peacock doesn't really come up too much in conversations or like on TV.
Well, you know, they have the new NBC streaming service, which is called Peacock.
Ah, there we go.
Mm-hmm. Because when I just searched peacock, like nothing else, that's what came up. It's weird because it's not even like they don't even have a peacock in their logo. It just says peacock with dots with the different colors.
But NBC has the peacock logo, right?
Yeah, NBC does.
Well, that's kind of odd that they wouldn't.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. Not at all. Everybody's getting streaming service now. Like, you thought you could get away from cable by getting Netflix and Hulu and stuff, but now NBC and ABC and all of them are creating their own streaming services. So it's going to get to a point where you're going to have to subscribe to all of them if you want to watch certain shows.
Yeah.
Oh, it's free. No credit card required. Right now it is.
Right now. That's how they get you.
Mm-hmm. And I bet you have to, upgrade for more. Peacock Premium for $4.99 a month. And unlock everything.
They have a free version. That way you can see the stuff you're missing to get premium.
Yeah. And I bet on the free version, they're constantly showing you commercials for the premium.
Uh-huh. Sneaky bastards. Man. We're on to you.
I know. Oh, Downton Abbey is on that. But it was on Amazon. I wonder if these shows are going to get taken off of where they were. Like, Everybody Hates Chris was on Netflix. Downton Abbey was on Amazon. The Bourne Identity, I've seen. I don't know exactly where, but it was definitely on. And 30 Rock. So I'm guessing these things are going to get taken off of the streaming service they were on, and now you can just watch it on Peacock.
Oh, I think that's how Marvel stuff is going to be too, since now, you know, Disney owns Marvel and Disney has their own streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
You'll start seeing everything just kind of shift to Disney, to the Disney Plus. Is that what it is?
Yeah, Disney Plus, which we have, but I'm thinking about getting rid of because we don't really watch it. The kids will watch it every now and then, but KJ's too little. He doesn't really care for cartoon movies right now. He just has his two shows he watches, Pokio and Peppa Pig.
You say Pokio?
Pokio.
Pokio.
Or Pokio? I don't know. It's P-O-C-O-Y-O.
Pokoyo.
Yeah, Pokoyo. That's how they say it, but it is it's an English show because the narrator speaks with an English accent, and then Peppa Pig is an English show. So I always say when he finally starts talking, he's going to have an English accent. Mommy.
I want to say there's like a YouTube video or something like that of kids that have like flawless English accents because they watch those shows.
Well, he might be one of them. He's just not talking as much anymore right now, which he does. He'll say bye-bye, and he does say bye-bye. Bye-bye. And he says easy, easy whenever he's petting the dog, because that's what I have to tell him.
Oh, yeah.
Because he'll beat the dog. And I'm like, no, 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 easy, easy. So if he sees me petting the dog, he'll come up and say, no, 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 easy, easy. I'm like, I started easy, you don't.
Yeah. this is easy.
The dog does not care. It's like he can beat him and jump on him, kick him. Like, I don't know why KJ does this. I think he thinks he's a toy that he could just, you know, because that's what he does with his toys. He takes them and bangs them up against each other. Mm-hmm. But Rusty just sits there and lets him. And I'm like, run, Rusty. But I get it, because when KJ's eating, he drops his food on the floor for Rusty. So Rusty's not going to bite the hand that feeds.
that makes sense. It's like an agreement they have.
Right. I can beat the shit out of you, but I'm going to give you my food. And Rusty's like, okay.
All right, sounds like a good deal to me.
Yeah. Well, we have tonight hot dogs. He loves some hot dogs. Well, I probably need to start getting ready for work.
Oh, lame.
Super lame. I mean, I wish that our listeners would give us money so I wouldn't have to work, but
yeah, this could be work.
Hey, I wouldn't mind doing a show more often if, you know, we had the means. I really think we're going to discuss what we can offer for our, like, premium listeners, I guess. I don't know. If you have a company, though, we definitely do really good commercials, as you heard earlier.
Yeah. Super professional.
Like, really? Yeah. All right. Take us out, Brooks.
Oh, yeah. Thank you guys for listening. If you want to leave us a message, feel free to do so. You can click a link.
Yeah, you can. Oh, and be sure to subscribe and review us if you listen on Apple.
Yeah. And y'all come on back now, you hear?